That was all right, wasn't it? 4-0, goal, assist. Dad's happy as well.
Oh, I bet he is. Yeah, it was a good day. Good day for everyone. Everyone involved. We took us probably 20-25 minutes to get into it, and the players we have, we know we can not suddenly turn it on, but it can happen, you know. And I thought that happened today. The last 15-20 minutes of the first half, we dominated, and we looked the team that we know we are.
Yeah, you had a busy first half, didn't you? You had a penalty shout, and then free kick, and then scored a goal, then an assist as well.
Yeah, well, penalty shout, you know, it's I felt hands on my back, and I thought I'll just have a little tumble here.
It looked so. They looked like contact.
Did it?
Contact.
Oh, right.
It looked like he
Stonewall pen. Yeah.
They got a 9.8.
No, I did get a feel a little contact, yeah. But I would have been surprised if the ref gave it.
Happy to get another goal with your wrong foot as well.
Yeah, my last one at Sheffield United was my right foot as well, so
it's better than the left at the moment.
I think
isn't
it is. Yeah. Well. I need to start scoring on my left, really. Same with Marshy. Marshy's right-footed, and he's scored two with his left this season. So, the free kick, I think, probably looked a bit better than it was. Keeper made it.
Well, tell us about that, because from here, you can see our angle.
Kick I'm on it. The keeper made that look a bit better than it was.
Yeah, it was a worldie. But what about the Marshy? Was he always going to take it, because you were over it?
He said, me, Lawsy, and Marshy were having a debate, and he said, I've been practicing him all week, and I know he hasn't, because we've been on the other side of the box, and he's been using his right foot. So when I saw him step up to his left, I thought, well, I'm the only naturally left-footed player in this group here. You're not hitting it with this, with your weaker foot.
That's what we thought, there was just probably that he was going to run over it, but then spotted that there was a big gap, and he didn't have to change his stride, and he was just able to hit it.
No, he was always on it. Like, he was adamant he was having it, and you know, if...
Oh, you're bigger than him.
Yeah, he's a strong little boy. A strong fella.
It was a good finish.
Yeah, it was lovely. Yeah, he got it right height, and there was a bit of dip in the end of it, and he was delighted to score. And he does that in training quite a bit, so it's no surprise to us. And delighted that he could get a goal.
6 goals for you this season. Are you happy?
I am, yeah.
Yeah. I know you always want more. I know, Speedy, you're always moaning. You want to score more goals.
I'd like
but
to.
It's not bad, is it?
No, it's all right. Yeah, just chipping away. And hopefully I can add a lot more. You know, I was told it was my 100th game today. So I'm delighted to cap it off with a goal.
And as far as this week's been concerned, obviously the cup games, was it a bit of a distraction? Are you frustrated maybe watching games rather than being involved in them?
No, not really. It's all squad rotation and stuff like that. It's always nice to play in the FA Cup and come on and had some role, so it was good to be involved. But unfortunately we got knocked out, and which obviously is disappointing given the current or the previous runs that we've had in the cup. Everyone thinks that we're going to go on another quarter final, semi final run, but it wasn't to be. And yeah, I suppose the positives are we can just concentrate in the league now and ultimately get to where we want to be.
Is it so much competition? Everybody wants to be part of that team. You mentioned it's a squad game, but you know you've got to play well, don't you, every week?
Yeah, you have to play well every week. I mean, Jordy was unfortunately didn't play today. He's scored 2 in his last 2 games, and that's what we're dealing with. You know, you need to be really on top of your game to kind of hold your place down, and it is pressure, but I think all the lads deal with it quite well.
Some people, even today before the game, were saying, oh, we don't like it when Clark is playing with Hansen. It's not a great partnership because it doesn't become a partnership. How different is it playing with him than, say, with Jordy Huwula? Because he's a totally different player,
yeah,
and
totally,
your role
yeah.
becomes different.
Yeah, totally different player. It's... It is different, but I think between all of us, we're all good enough players to know what everyone else's game is suited for, and what I need to adjust when playing with Big Jim and when playing with Jordy or Sparky or Harris. We do a bit in training on Friday, and there's enough time to get your head on it and, like you said, change your role slightly, but I felt we played really well today.
And it's not just you knowing your position, it's knowing what other people are expected to do as well. That's half the battle, isn't it?
Yeah, it helps that we've got little Josh Ian, Lawsy, Tim, Marshy, can all interchange really. I could go out on the right and Marshy could go in, or Josh could bomb on and I could sit in, or and when there's a bit of a focal point with Jim up front, who occupies centre halves, you know, then it makes it a bit more freer for us.
Yeah, and as far as this season is concerned, we're in the thick of it now. We're talking about it being a good start, but it's more than a good start. It's got the makings of a great season, but we've just got to keep kicking on, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. We've got to be careful not to, especially after today, not to get complacent.
Is there a level of, you know...
Yeah, there has to be, yeah. I mean, if we were to... No one would remember that we were in this position come 46 games. We finished mid-table. So we've got to keep going. This is only a small stepping stone. We can take confidence from it, but it's only a small stepping stone to where we want to get to in the end of it.
Yeah, two big away games as well, two long games as well to look forward to. But you know, Southend and Swindon down the lower end. If we perform like that, we might.
Yeah,
well get
but
a result.
We saw what Swindon can do when they come here. So they won 4-1 today as well.
Yep.
So it's going to be a difficult game. Every game in this league is really tough.
Southend, not Swindon.
Southend won 4-1.
Yeah. It was Southend that came in, not Swindon.
Oh, right, yeah. I meant Southend, yeah. So it's
anyone can beat anyone, can't
they? Yeah, they can. They really can, yeah. So we've got to stay on our game and put this one to bed now and go again Saturday.
Yep.
Is it strange playing a team twice in the space of, 5 weeks?
It
happens
strange,
every single year, doesn't it?
Yeah,
every year.
Don't ask me why.
I don't know why it happens.
Like 23 games, different teams, and then go again.
Start again, yeah.
But we owe them one, though, don't we?
Yeah, we do, yeah. I mean, it was a difficult night that they gave us, really. So to go down there and get a positive result will be our main objective.
Are you pleased with the programme today? So
there
it's not the greatest picture in the world.
No, there won't be many souls. That's me looking at my wife, so...
He's on the front page of the programme today.
Looking horrendous.
You look angry.
Yeah, well, like I said, that's me looking at my wife. She's in the car now listening to this.
Ah, there you go. Well, she'll be angry with you because we've kept you far too long, haven't we?
No, she's all right. The kids will be pulling her hair out, but she'll be all right.
But you're very happy. It's been a good weekend.
Yeah, thanks very much.
There you go. Well done, Billy Clark. Another goal for him.